All right, guys, welcome back. Going into hour number two here. Adam, Space Master, take it away.
Hello, everybody. All right, so you arrive in the Anansi system, home to the planet Anaximander, and more importantly, Anaximander University, which is essentially a... it's like a city that is on a small satellite around the planet. It's on a... The moon is Anax 1, or just the university. It's one of the oldest, outside of Hoveda, which is like the biggest planet in the system, it's one of the oldest educational facilities in the entire sector. It's been around for, you know, a really long time. Everybody knows someone who went here. Now you all do. And it is... yeah, it's where people go to learn things. It was originally founded by like a splinter group from the exchange, so it's very it's like quite reliant on their neutrality. They don't get involved in politics. They explicitly try, like they're really close to Oninsa, for example, but have not issued any kind of statement about it. They're just kind of like a neutral learning organization. You guys go there and imagine like a smaller version of like Coruscant from Star Wars. Like the whole moon is a planet, and you've gotten in touch on your way there with the person who is hiring you. It's a professor in the Xenosociology department. His name is Omar Ibn Said, and he's given you coordinates on the university where you can land the swan song and where to meet him once you have.
Okay.
So before you go to the, before you arrive there, like you guys are kind of on your way, is there anything that you want to do in preparation, or anything you want to like look up about the university, anything like as you're approaching the system that you want to do before we jump to the part where you
probably ask the meeting Victor about it, just what his experience was.
Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time studying. I didn't really get out to the parties very much, you know. Kind of, I feel like looking back on it, I should have spent more time making friends. And, it was just it was like a 6-week course in, it was like, a couple hours a day every day for 6 weeks.
Victor, why are you saying you know so much? We don't know it. You're telling us. What are you not telling us about college? It's not like it?
It helps, but it doesn't give you everything, right? You really have to do the work on your own to get as much out of it as you really should.
I kind of turn to Mr. Sick and just like make the crazy symbol next to him, point to Victor, and then just keep going.
Thought of ex-girlfriends here, huh, Mr. Victor?
One thing that did sort of stick with you, Victor, from being here, Annex 1 and the university in general is ostensibly, like on paper, it's an Islamic organization. So like there's mm-hmm. calls to prayer at the appropriate times. All the food on the planet is governed by Islamic like dietary restrictions, that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. So it's something to keep in mind while you're there. It's not like they're going to like evict you for eating the wrong thing, but it's like hard to find certain things, and like there's not a lot of like partying going on because it's sort of frowned on. So that's something that maybe was unusual for you if you haven't been to a planet like that before.
Are there like special benches where at only these benches you can hold hands?
It's not,
or
it's like,
is it not quite that conservative?
Yeah, not quite that conservative. I think it's probably like culturally Islamic, but not like, like I said, like not fundamentalist. Like they're accepting of all cultures, but that's kind of how they run the show.
All right, cool.
So you guys arrive. There and are basically directed by the signal that Professor Said gave you. You land at a dedicated like docking area, and the ship is taken care of there. You go to the Department of Xenological Studies or whatever, and there's like a sub-department where they do xenosociology. Everything here is like really like well kept and quite nice. There's lots of like tall buildings, and there's a lot of, and maybe this is something that you know, you've seen Piani in a lesser form on Majid. There are a lot of like pollution processing facilities here because the whole planet is a city. So there's like you see everywhere like smog filters and stuff like that. Yeah, you guys are you go to a one of the faculty buildings and eventually end up in a meeting room. Waiting for Professor Omar Ibn Said. The meeting room is it's like a sort of corporate looking kind of boardroom. There's a big like wooden table and a big window that looks out onto the university.
Is there security and are weapons allowed and that kind of thing?
There is security. Like you see security like drones flying around and stuff, but nobody asks you for your weapons. I guess that's a good question. Like, do you bring your like plasma cannon to the meeting, or
don't you have it on your back?
Yeah, for this kind of thing, it's always by my side, usually like under my jacket. Sure. I'm not wearing assault armor, by the way, unless I specify. Usually, it's like special, not really. Just wear
the details of the job. Do say self defense is a must. So I feel like we would kind of bring our sidearms just to show we mean business. So yeah, I probably have my pistol on me too. Yeah.
Yeah,
you get the impression that especially for people who aren't just like attending the school, it's to be expected, right? Like the whole sector is a pretty frontiersy kind of place, so having a weapon's not that unusual. Open carry is a thing in most places.
If I carry a grenade at my side, are we good?
Just juggling it.
If you want to try and hide a grenade somewhere on your person, you could do that, but I think you might get stopped if you're wearing like an entire bandolier of grenades.
Yeah, I just wear a single one. At all times.
And, okay. And just for clarity, I stay on the Swang Song.
Yeah, you want to stay on the Swang
Song? Yeah, I'll just comm server with everyone, so I'll be listening in. But
yeah, you're present by comms. Okay, so for the rest of you, if you need to shut Piani out, you can just turn your phone off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not kept waiting for very long, but the professor, you haven't seen him before, but you can assume that it's him, comes to me. The door's open, and this guy comes in. He's probably in his like late 50s or early 60s. He's got a close-cropped beard. It's all sort of salt and pepper. He's dark-skinned. If he was from Earth, he might be from the Middle East somewhere. And he's dressed casually, but like obviously he's fairly well off. Like his clothes reflect a certain standard of living. He greets you when he comes in. And kind of there's a moment where he's not really sure which one of you to address as the like primary.
Well, I immediately extend my hand out to him when he walks in to shake it.
Okay, so yeah, he shakes his hand. And he says, you are the crew of the Swan Song, I presume.
That's we got another one. He's up with the ship. Yes, there's four. It's a long story. Anyways, are you the one we're escorting or whatever?
Yes. Please sit. And he gestures for you to sit down. Can I get you anything to drink? Water, tea, perhaps?
Yeah, I'd love some tea. Sweet, please.
Okay. So he has his assistant. He's got like the future equivalent of like a Bluetooth head thing on. And he gets his assistant to go and get you some drinks. And he sits down. And he says, he asks, first of all, he says, are any of you familiar with the VOD?
Video on demand?
No,
that's
V-A-
this thing
V-A-D.
That Twitch used to have, and they took it away millions
they
of years
away.
Ago.
And as you can tell, technology is obviously, information has obviously become broken and segmented in the year 3200, just as it was in the year 2014.
Isn't that the thing that came just before Hitbox took over the universe?
he starts to talk, but then suddenly goes silent, and you don't hear him say anything for about a half an hour, and then he starts talking again. No, the VOD. I think you've heard of them, Victor, before. Maybe the other two in like very loose passing. Can you make a Xeno something or other roll for me there?
What did you say, Victor? Their name was spelled as? V-A-D?
V-A-D, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Xenosociology role coming right up. What's my bonus in that? I think
you
it's nothing.
What is it, Xenobiology is what you got? Or?
Well, Xenoarchaeologist was my training. Yes.
So you can,
and I have Ancient Shindalian as a known language, but I don't have any skills on it.
Okay.
By the way, Adam, is that ever going to come in handy ever? Is he ever going to speak that language?
That degree was very useful. It gave me the connections I needed to be where I am today.
There was a girl you were chasing, I'm sure. Anyways, let's go.
I can see it. You earned that degree. You were 6, and Adam will be like, and you'll notice they're speaking Shindalian.
But it's a Shindalian dialect you've never heard before.
Damn it!
It's okay. Your degree from Spratshaw Community Spaceship will pay off eventually. just make a regular intelligence check then. And I'll see if you heard anything in... Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Look at that, suckers. Okay.
So the...
I say, wait, somebody go get Odette. She needs to see this.
I'll be impressed by this, I think.
The Vaad are generally considered a sort of less than human intelligence alien species, limited to a planet in the Stavros system. They're an insectoid species, they're like kind of like ape level intelligence. People don't really pay them much mind. They don't have a high enough technology level to leave their planet, so you know only people who study aliens really care much about them.
Study Vaads.
Study the Vaad. So what do you say when he says, like, is anyone familiar with... I mean, I think you can tell he's a professor. Like, it's a rhetorical question, but he wants to see if anyone answers.
I raise my hand.
Okay.
I look at Victor. I say, it's not a class, you dumbass. You can just speak.
I think, the professor laughs.
Some of us have never engaged in higher learning, Professor Said. The Vaad are an insectoid species of ape-level intelligence from the... Oh, shit. I'm completely blanking what system they're from. I knew this.
Karen kind of smirks and says, some people needed to pay a little bit more attention in school.
Oh, yeah. He says, I do not fault you for not knowing more about them. The Vaad are a footnote in most academic circles, but we have been studying them for the better part of a decade. I wrote my thesis on their social structure. We've been having problems. The planet, as far away as it is from the sector core, is a known hideout for smugglers and pirates, and until recently we were able to bribe them or avoid them entirely, but they started hitting our ships, taking our equipment,
reselling
it.
Where did you say this was? What?
Sumati?
Stavro. It's Hex 709.
Do I know that?
Far ass corner. You guys all know basic like sector geography.
Well,
so
what I know
when
that
he says
a smuggler hotbed.
You can when he says that, you can make a criminal check if you want.
Okay. I just want to know if I've done that. Definitely. Is that based off charisma as well?
This one's gonna be based on intelligence.
Okay, so we're just gonna roll that. 9.
Okay. It's kind of a backwater. Like it's literally like the far corner of the sector. There's no space lane that leads away from it. It's more a hideout. Like you go there. Maybe you've known people that have gone there to like lay low, waiting for the kind of heat to die down. It's like a big blasted kind of wasteland. Like it's a shithole desert planet.
Gotcha. I just keep.
Maybe you didn't you didn't even know there were aliens there.
Okay.
Which planet is it specifically? Is it Subhadra?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the planet Subhadra. So he says, so when discussions with these pirates fell through, we realized we needed a new way to get supplies to our research station. And so that's where you come in. Ships that are not bearing the markings of the university, that have transponders, that can be reliably hidden away or not traced to our system, we think have a better chance of getting in. If they think you're of their kind, then maybe we can get this equipment there.
What is the equipment exactly? Can I ask that?
Absolutely. You may not understand every detail of it, but basically the Vaad communicate primarily through pheromones, through scent. They have a very basic dialect of auditory language, but the pheromone communication is their primary means. We have generated what we believe to be an effective synthetic pheromone substitute, a system that can produce it, and we want to take it and test it there on the planet. We believe if we can better communicate with the Vaad, then we can understand them more than we do now. So your cargo for this trip will be that equipment and myself. So my life will literally be in your hands. But from what I understand, your ship has a good record for these things.
Mr. Saeed, did you just say that the VOD are not effective at communicating through sound?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
They have rudimentary. It's to you and I, it would sound like clicking, but their language is again very simple. So this is the job. It should not take longer than transit there and back. I understand there might be trouble with smugglers, but I expect you will be able to talk your way through that.
Of course.
Do you have any questions?
Kind of like look around at the other guys.
Sure.
Well, no, one sec. Piani, got any questions for the doc?
No.
Okay.
I think we're good to go when you are. Then we understand. We accept Excellent. All the parameters.
Good. I will have someone bring the cargo over. We'll need to do a brief security scan of your ship, just to make sure that it's sound, and then we can go. I've arranged for quarters for you here in the dormitories overnight, and we'll leave tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds.
Which dorm?
You're like on the other side of the planet from where you took your course.
Damn it.
So he says feel free to wander the campus as much as you like, and I'll meet you at your ship tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So he shows you guys out.
Leaves, or yep. I guess the second that we're out of his area surrounding,
his,
I guess
his auditory range.
Yeah, comms Piana. I'm like, hey, they're gonna scan the ship. I don't know if you need to do anything, but. Just be careful. I don't want them finding pie or anything that you might have fucked with that we don't know about. All good?
I mean, are there any sort of... I think I did it when we were being scanned by the pirates, but to be able to almost give false readings. I don't think we really have anything to... I mean, can they really get that far in?
No, I mean... If for some reason they did like a deep computer like scan, they might figure it out. But I think they're probably primarily interested in the like hardware of the ship. Just make sure the okay. spike drive isn't leaking.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be too concerned about this, I don't think.
Okay. All right. So what are you guys going to do between now and when the scan is done?
I just kind of step over to Mr. Sakari and I say, Mr. S., how do you feel about the defensive capabilities of the Swan Song these days?
The ship itself is quite poor. We were almost brought down by a lowly individual pirate ship that wasn't particularly well armed. I don't know that open space engagement is really our best option.
Harsh, but fair. Do you think it would be wise to upgrade our weaponry a little bit before we undertake such a mission into a dangerous sector of space?
Yes, at the very least, we should be dealing a little bit more of a punch, something that would make people think twice about engaging with us.
Adam, are there any, like, in the Anyansi sector, are there any sort of, like, weapons providers, or would we have to go back to Vafai?
If you go back to Vafai, you definitely have an easier time of it.
Okay.
Yeah, as for this sector, I mean... It's primarily based around the university, right? And there's not a lot of like need for them to have guns and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that'd be like 6 days back to Vafai. We'd probably have to go to Majid, which would mean we'd be paying like double if we went back to Mr. Lee and he was still feeling amenable.
You could try. You could put out some feelers on Sumati. Sumati's a tech level 4 planet.
Okay, and that's in the
system,
right?
And then an Anaximander itself is there's a chance, right?
It's tech level 4, but yeah, okay. Like maybe we could just like start, you know, putting out feelers, like you said, through the net. Mr. S, do you know anything about dancing?
He just kind of cocks his head at you.
Never mind. Forget it. I'll go do that thing. Yeah. Never
mind. Wait a second. Do you mean actually dancing?
No, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I do.
Really?
I would love to help you.
Awesome.
You'd what? What?
Shut up, Higgs, and I just walk away.
Awesome. So while you guys are walking back to the ship, Piani, you hear essentially like the equivalent of like a knock at the door, like someone is like keying the comm thing outside.
Do I respond?
You want to just like flip the comms on?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Okay. Someone says that's the repair crew.
Oh, the repair crew.
Hey, send by the university. We're here to take a look at your ship, make sure it's safe to fly.
Okay, I open the door.
Okay. All right, so you open up the door. You want to go and meet them at the...
Yeah.
The hold? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you come out into the hold, and there's like four guys in the cargo hold. Two of them have rifles. One of them points a pistol at you and is like, all right, sit the fuck down. What do you do?
I sit the fuck down.
Okay, so just like sit down.
Actually, you know, I'm obviously a bit confused by all this, and
and
of course the comms are on, so I'm like, well, I don't get it. You're from the university, but you're pointing a fucking weapon right in my face. And the last time I checked, this wasn't exactly the way to treat someone who's about to host you on your ship.
Right. So what that was that was a lie. We're not here to repair shit. Where's Higgs?
Higgs.
Do I hear that come over the comms?
Oh yeah, you can. You guys can hear all of this. Yeah.
Oh, I immediately I talk into the comms. I go. Hello? Yeah, what? You need me? What can I help you with, gentlemen?
So the guy with the pistol gestures for you to give him your comm, Piani.
I toss him a comm.
Right, Higgs, we've got your wee friend here on the ship. We got the ship for that matter. You'd best be making your way over here right quick.
Can I, who's calling, please? Who is this? Who's pick? I need to know.
Yeah, we can have this conversation face-to-face, Higgins.
Actually, I don't give a fuck about that ship or that person you got with you, so I just need to know who this is, or else I'm going to get the next flight out.
Piani, damn it, Higgs, I care.
Piani, he looks at you like, really? how do you react when Higgs says, like, oh, I don't care about the ship or that one?
I don't think he does care about me. That son of a bitch owes me 40 fucking thousand credits. I've been 40, trying 000? To collect on it for about the past 4 months, so maybe after you're done whooping his ass, you can give me a chance to go at it too.
He says, right, well, get in line. My employer's got a lot more money coming to him from than that, so we'll get with you in a second. So he gets back on the comms, and he's like, Higgs, you pissed off the wrong woman. Like, we just want to have a talk. Why don't you come back to the ship?
I turn to Higgs and I go, Higgs, what the fuck did you do to Odette?
What? I didn't do anything to Odette. Hey, Victor.
You pissed off the wrong woman, Higgs.
Victor would...
God, you're such an ass.
Victor, I'll sell your number for $10,000.
Done.
Done?
So it's still coming from a ship, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, all the information you guys are getting is just like an audio feed from Piani's comm.
Well, I turn out. I'm storming towards the ship.
Okay.
Okay. God damn it, so, Higgs, we'll settle this later.
I'll get my 10K later, if that's what you mean.
All three of you going to just head for the ship?
Yep. I unholster my pistol.
If Mr. S, does Mr. S just, do you just take off running, Jeff?
I'm not running, I'm walking. Very fast.
Mr. S, we should approach perhaps a little bit differently.
Who are these people and why are they asking for you?
Now, there's a lot of people in this galaxy that want me, so I don't know who they are, perhaps, but it could be a whole multitude of persons looking for me. But we should perhaps approach a little bit not casual. We can. I know the best way to do this, and we can make it work. And we won't lose.
What is your idea?
Well, first we need to see what we're working with. Do I remember the port at all? Can I make a tactics roll to see what the best way to go about taking the ship back?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And do I get any sense of, like, this, how many people were with him in the room?
No, I mean, he's the only one that was speaking, aside from Piani.
Okay.
Yeah, and Piani, you don't have... He's got your comm, so you can't, like, text Higgs or anything.
Is tactics based off of intelligence as well?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. In this case, it would be.
8.
Okay. Yeah, so you you get a general idea of the port. It's essentially like a spire where ships would dock on the spire, and then the spire has a big elevator that takes you up and down from the main concourse. So the Swansong is on one of these like spire arms with other ships attached to it. There's not a lot of it's like all kind of open with like railings and stuff. So you're all open to the air.
Okay.
So the approach, I mean, if you want to get really crazy, like you could drop down onto the platform from a higher one, or like somehow like get up if you had like a grappling hook or a jetpack or something, like get up onto the other one. But the main concourse like attaches to the spire just by a walkway in the platform. It's kind of like Cloud City in Empire, where you just like the Falcon lands on that big wide kind of open area, and there's just a walkway that leads to
Mr. S, have you ever performed the tactic of death from above?
I've done many things, friend. What do you mean?
Well, you got that power armor. You could probably, you know, get on top of them and jump down. It might be good.
The assault armor's on the ship.
I thought you... God damn it, Mr. S.
You mean that assault armor I'm not wearing?
Can we control that, or do you have to be in it?
No, it's a suit that you wear, yes.
God damn it. Well, we could set a trap or an ambush outside and then just get rid of them if you want. What do you think? Does that sound good?
What's the concern? You said they're on our ship, correct?
Yeah, and they want to kill me.
Well, then we board the ship and kill them.
All right, we can be very straightforward about it. I like that attitude. And so that's what we do.
I was looking through my survival kit to see if I had like a grappling hook or a jetpack in it, but no.
Not so much.
I've got a thermal blanket.
Well, that worked really well the first
Adam,
time.
Adam, before we get into it,
situation.
If yeah. I, what happens if I launch or if I throw a grenade into the ship? Does the ship take the damage of the grenade, or does it account for armor? Like,
yeah, we can reduce the damage by the ship's armor, but yeah, there'll be some internal damage for sure.
Okay.
Grenade. Just shut up, Piana. You opened the door.
I just want to know.
It's important to know. Yeah, it's important to know these things.
I just want
to
know.
All right, okay,
here's the plan. Mr. S, Victor, they don't know that you guys are with me. Here's the plan. I'll say come outside. You guys can stand behind, and then we'll just ambush them. You guys shoot them from the side. I don't know. Just do what you do.
Certainly try that, sure.
Yeah, okay. You stay over there. And look, if...
Why don't we stand across from each other while we're shooting at them?
I open up a private link.
It's 15,000 now for that number, you asshole.
So Piani, remember, Piani doesn't have her her communicator, right? This guy does.
She doesn't pick it up then, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, like... I mean, the channel's already open, so you can talk to him, but...
I guess I say, Piani, are you there?
I mean...
So he kind of looks at this guy, this dude looks at you, Piani.
I mean, it's open comms, right?
Yeah, he's just holding it in his hand, so you can respond.
I'm here.
This is the cook. We will be coming back on with your meal in just a moment.
Oh.
So the guy looks at you. Let me describe this guy a little better. So he's like medium height, fairly pale skin, lots of freckles. He's got like... Normally he would have red hair, but he's got like stubble. He's got a shaved head. There's another member of his like team is like obviously related to him in some way. Like she's his like sister, or like a close cousin or something, because she's colored exactly the same. They're dressed pretty similarly. There's a Chinese woman, and there's another like white guy, and they're all dressed basically the same. And like they got their kind of utility gear in the same place. They don't look like university students. Like they're wearing like combat boots and jumpsuits, and have like military grade weapons. And so this guy, when
came through, I mean, Piani does say, like, I hope you bought extras for our four friends.
Oh, there'll be four more dining with us.
So he's like, he puts it on mute and says to you, Piani, he's like, right, that was obviously some sort of code. So you're going to want to stop that or I'm going to have to stun you. And he like flips the safety off on his gun and it like, it clicks a couple of times. There's a little like electric spark at the end of it. Okay. So how about you just keep your trap shut and we wait for your friend Higgs to show up and we can all have a nice conversation and keep that fucking cook away from us.
It's harmless. He does make a good macaroni and cheese, though.
Aye, I'm sure he is. And he turns around and says to his sister, he's like, Megan, get out there and keep an eye out. Give me a shout if there's anyone coming. And she's like, aye. And she goes back down the ramp. And so she's now down at the bottom of the ramp watching the spire for the elevator doors to open.
Okay.
So where do you, the three of you that are approaching the ship, where do you want to go?
There's only one way into it. Yeah, I mean, like, we're at a boarding dock, right? I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Roll 20 thing, I've drawn a really crude and awful map of the platform. And the little blue thing that I'm circling right now, that's where the door to the spire is. And so you walk along this like concourse, and then there's the black square on the circle is the swan song. Obviously, it's not shaped like that, but that just gives you a general idea.
So there's a 100-meter, like, strip over to the circle, which is okay. I shouldn't have said
circle
that.
Circle is the platform, and there's railings. There's railings along all of that like stuff.
Okay,
and then
I would just say I like go right there, where the covered or is this all open?
It's all open.
Yeah, I'm right here at the edge of this thing, and I just go on the comms and be like, yeah, I'm outside. You could.
Okay, so you can see when the doors open. Now, is everybody in the same elevator? Like, Victor and Securian, are you in the elevator behind Higgs, or are you taking a different elevator, or
like, how's that working? Is there any other way to get into the or onto the docking platform other than this 100-meter tunnel of death, as I like to call it?
Drop from above?